Hey, welcome back to the show, guys. Today we're going to be talking about how you can do watchmaking at home and essentially the realities of you doing watchmaking at home. So there's an entire debate and the entire thing about watchmaking, and it's very, very similar to the Booksmart versus Street Smart type of argument. So a lot of people kind of always say, you know, hey, I want to learn watchmaking, but I don't have the money to go to school, or I don't have the resources or time right now to be going to watchmaking school and committing to that full time, and they want to work on watches at home. And that's not to say that it's wrong. It's good. You know, it's good that people want to take proactive measures and whatnot. And you got to understand the realities of it right now, okay? So first things first, it's always recommended that you go to a school or you learn from a master watchmaker. Now, long story short, if you go to a school, you do get a degree, you do get a certificate, you do get everything that tells you you've done your work, you've met your goals, you know, you're clearly proficient, and they set you out into the watchmaking world. And that's what these certificates and these schools can offer you. Now, if you're being self-taught or if you're learning from an apprentice, it's going to be a little bit harder in the sense that a lot of the stuff and material you're gonna be working on is all predicated on either you or your mentor. So let me just hypothetically explain something to you. Let's just say it takes a watchmaking school, it takes a watchmaking school about a month to teach you how to do the escapement and perfect the escapement. And look, you're not the only one in the watchmaking class, so there's probably about another 8 to 10 more students in there with you, and you're all learning in a group environment. Okay, now if you're learning, if you're being self-taught and then you're being, or if you're apprenticing, right, under a master watchmaker, you could be working on the escapement in a drastically shorter period of time because it's that one-on-one experience. Okay, it's that one-on-one thing where you're getting personalized and tailored information as to what you're doing wrong and what you're doing right. So in stuff like that, it makes sense because now you're at a more accelerated learning pace. Okay, so it's not to say that watchmaking school isn't good. It's good, but when you're learning from another watchmaker, you can get such detailed information and such personalized tidbits and stuff. Now, the reality side of things is what I'm trying to say is, let's just say you don't have a watchmaking school and you don't have a watchmaker that you can physically go in person and learn from, right? What about the self-taught side of self-taught aspects of things? And what I want to say to something like that is, everything has been discovered one way or another by someone tinkering around with something. So in that sense, if you have a general idea of what you're working on, so let's say you go to a course for 5 days. In those 5 days, whatever you learn from there, you can take home and practice, okay? So let's say you attend $1,000 course for 5 days. You come back home and you work on what you practiced. You work on what you did. And you work on it until you get good. You work on it until you have the basic understanding of what's right and what's wrong. Okay. And then you can, from there, go on to continually tinker around and mess with it. You got to do your reps, especially if you're going to be learning by yourself at home. So let's just say in this situation, if you watch a video, right, and the video teaches you everything from A to Z, with the right and wrong, the how to get the results, and what to look out for, what not to look out for, and the general layout of what to avoid and best practices, that means you watch that video and you try your best to mimic that same results. You try your best to do the work, okay? You're not gonna become George Daniels, or you're not gonna become the next independent watchmaker. But what I can guarantee you is that you get a better proficiency in watchmaking as opposed to not doing anything at all. Okay, so if you understand the concept and you tinker around, I can guarantee you, you will get good. I can guarantee that. Okay, now look, it's not to say that maybe not every once in a while you should go see where your skills are at and see how you fare up. But if you know best practices, if you know the ideal ratio and the ideal things that the industry expects of you, and you don't digress from that, I don't see how you could go wrong, okay? In the sense that if you have everything laid out in front of you, you know the good, you know the bad, you should be able to self-grade at that point, if that makes any sense. So something like that, I feel being self-taught is a wonderful thing because you can take it at your own pace. You can literally spend your entire time on one thing and master that one side. Whereas in school, there's a guideline. You have to meet this, you have to meet that, you have to meet this. If you fail this, then you don't pass, period. So being self-taught, you're able to have that freedom to really, really gauge it, okay? Now the realities of being self-taught is very, very different than anything else, okay? The concept of being book smart versus street smart, because here are the things. Being a self-taught watchmaker, if that's the route you want to go for, sooner or later, when you're working on watches, even if you're just tinkering around, you're going to realize that there are some aspects and some habits you pick up that work, you know, that work for you, and if you find out that it's good for you. And being self-taught is not always a bad thing, because the stuff you discover on your own is and of itself something you will never forget, okay? Most of the stuff that I don't forget, most of the stuff that I know by second nature, most of that stuff is I always find that it's the stuff that I discover that I personally don't forget. So whether it's in, you know, whether it's in BJJ, grappling, whether it's in wrestling, whether it's in boxing, whether it's in a watchmaking aspect, anything I discover, if I find out there's a faster way to do something without losing the quality, then that becomes the norm. And then sometime later on, it's very surprising to find out that was the industry best practices all along. And that's stuff like that is what I'm saying is you got to explore. Doing something is always better than doing nothing. One is greater than zero. Just because you don't have a place to go to watchmaking school, just because you don't have the resources, just because you don't have the time, does not mean that it's not something you can't do. And that's what I find a lot of people lack in that sense. You know, I get a lot of messages on Instagram and Facebook about how a lot they want to learn watchmaking, but they don't have the resources or the time, etc. Look, it could be something as simple going on YouTube and looking at something. And look, of course, I'm telling you, be careful where you get your information from and who you get. But if you just read my blog about how to get into watchmaking, I clearly even lay it out. You know, just pick up a movement, pick up a random regular quality movement, take it apart, put it back together, take it apart, put it back together. It's literally as simple as that. And even just doing that, you will get something out of it. And watchmaking is one of those things where the reward, the gold, all the biggest gems in watchmaking is in the work. You can't just get a watch and not put in the work and get results from it. So the best way I can say it is the reward and everything is in the work in and of itself, not the result. Remember, the journey is the process, okay? And that's what you should be enjoying. If you're just taking apart a watch and putting it back together, sure. No one says you have to be the next independent watchmaker where you're creating custom watches yet. You know, so all these things, take it a step at a time, being self-taught, take it apart one watch, put it back together, take it apart, put it back together. It could be as simple as taking just 1, 2, 3 and putting back 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, putting it in that same exact order until you familiarize 1, 2, 3 and you know it from the back of your hand, and you keep going, you keep going, you keep going, and there's no reason why you wouldn't get good, okay? So I just want, that's just a little bit of some, a little bit of the things that I have to say about that. I have so much more to talk about, in terms of that concept of, you know, being self-taught and working on yourself without having to worry about, whether you should go to school or if you should, you know, do this, do that. Just start. It's better than nothing. Okay. And look, I'm not saying, take your information from anybody. You know, at this point, try your best to use your judgment, know where your information is coming from, and know if it's industry best practices or if it's standard. I see a lot of people teaching out there on YouTube, and some of it's not always good. And look, everyone's going to get critiqued. So all I'm trying to say is don't learn watchmaking from someone that doesn't know what they're doing. And it's hard at first for you to know that. But look, take it one step at a time, okay? Something's better than nothing. If you guys don't know how to even get started, I have this, I've written this blog post on my website called How to Get into Watchmaking, and it outlines everything. The warnings, the differences, the pros and cons, how you can get started. So if you haven't looked at that, I'll just go into Google, punch in how to get into watchmaking. My post should probably be number one on that point. So another thing, I also have this new course coming out called the No Bullshit Watchmaking Crash Course. And it's in pre-order phase right now. And long story short, I teach you watchmaking 101. It's as simple as that. If you're interested, I would definitely take a look at that. The pre-orders are filling up extremely, extremely fast, okay? If you haven't looked at that yet, if you haven't checked that out, I would definitely do so. If you enjoy the way I teach, if you enjoy the way I speak, you will definitely love this course. With that being said, hope you guys have a fantastic, fantastic Wednesday, and have a great day. Take care.